So how much is this again?
Well, it depends if you pay for the full year or you prefer to have it over a direct debit.
Oh, it's such a lot of money. It really is. It's such a lot. Give me a minute because no, I just want to look at my bank statement because
Right, okay.
I really am getting very confused here.
So it's £425 for the year,
Oh, okay.
but if you
Yeah.
paid monthly, then it would be slightly more.
Oh, I don't know how you can do that. It's outrageous, isn't it, these days?
It's funny, you do remind me of my grandfather I saw the other day, who's, he's got
Oh,
various things he has to pay out on. And
then you'll know how hard it is for us pensioners, you know? Really,
no,
really, really
I
hard
do,
times.
yeah.
It's
He's on
really,
his own. Are you on your own?
yeah. No, I'm with my still have my faithful Marjorie with me,
Oh, that's
and
nice.
she looks up after me. And I don't go very far these days, you know. I really don't, and it's such a lot of money. I just wonder sometimes if it's really worth it, you know.
Well, I mean, it'd be hard to clean the swimming pool on your own. I suppose this allows someone to come in and clean it 4 times a year for you, but I appreciate it's expensive. Well, I tell you what
It
I'll
is a
do.
lot.
I'll tell you what I'll do. You've been with us now for 17 years since you installed the swimming pool.
That's right.
So, I'm gonna take 25% off.
Well, that's very kind of you. Sorry,
That's all
what's your
right.
name?
My name's Justin.
Justin. Thank
Yeah.
you so much, Justin. I really do appreciate you doing that for an old chap. That's really kind of you.
It's okay. It's interesting how your
Okay.
voice has slightly changed over this conversation.
Well, I must go now, Justin. I've got to go and get the inflatables out,
I've just got a
but
thing in brackets next to your name saying Lord. Is that right?
oh
That's
no.
wrong, is it?
I don't really like to talk about it much, Justin, but I'm actually a baronet, but don't let
Oh,
that concern you.
right.
So,
Okay,
doesn't mean
right.
anything these days. So anyway, thanks so much,
That's okay. That's okay.
I'll
Well,
probably
look,
speak to you
thanks.
next year.
Thanks for your tenure.
Yeah, you're welcome, Justin. Goodbye.
Contact Center Focus, the reality training podcast.
Well, that bit of ageism bias there, that's what we're talking about on this episode of Contact Center Focus. Thanks for pressing play. It's something we come across a lot where people make their mind up about somebody due to what they perceive to be their age.
So let's talk about this gentleman who we've just heard on this call. Do we know how little money this person has? Do we have any idea?
No. You certainly spoke slowly and said things were difficult and being a pensioner.
Of course.
But do we actually know? Do we know?
He gave you a few shades of a sob story, and you bought it and gave him a discount as a result.
Off his pool cleaning service.
Yeah. So here we have somebody who is actually quite wealthy, has plenty of money, and has got used to playing on their age in order to get discounts. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't poor pensioners. Of course there are. There's lots of pensioners who live on very low incomes, and we need to be sensitive to that. At the same time, let's talk specifically about the Western world. We're talking about the United Kingdom, Western Europe, the United States, Canada, Japan, places like that. These developed countries have some of the wealthiest pensioners on earth.
Yeah.
That's a fact. So if you in your contact center are giving discounts to older people, if you think that they're poor, if you think that every time you speak to somebody old, they haven't got any money, then you're actually being ageist in some form.
I would say we work with brands that are selling things that are essential, that you must have to function. So, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, it could be forms of protecting your shelter, your heating, your eating. But we also work with brands that is a choice, luxury, additional purchase service product that there's absolutely no reason you know, it's a disposable income choice. So firstly, just think about what you're selling. And if you have an ageism bias where you think that person's elderly, sounds like my mother, my grandmother, they too are skint, this person must be skint also, then you're applying a ridiculous fixed mindset across anybody who's of a slightly older age in your customer base.
CCF is brought to you by Reality Training. Our theatrical and entertaining approach to training means you and your people will change and improve what you do quickly and consistently. Please contact us about change projects and new sales and service models. Go to realitytraining.com.
And I think if I was elderly, you know, if I was 75, of course I would play on that as a consumer, because I know that people are going to feel a bit sorry for me. And it's very, very sad, but it's true. And at the same time, that doesn't mean your product or service isn't worth the money that you're charging for it to those people. And I think we need to be very, very careful of that, because that sets in a dangerous precedent. And you could hear through your staff in your contact center, lots of your team members saying, oh, yes, I've had lots of older people on, and that's harder and it's more difficult.
Or that older people are slower, or that older or that you flip it, you think everybody old is rich when they're not. You know, it's a very interesting bias. You know, Age UK exists doing incredible work to change that perception of people. We're all living longer, getting older. They say that many children born today will all make 100 plus without a problem, barring something else. So it's something to really be aware of and to learn a little bit more about it, not to just use some kind of heuristic shortcut thinking to go, oh, somebody old, I'll do this. I'll apply the discount. They're elderly, I'll do this. Oh, they must be hard to comprehend it, hard to understand it. It's one of a whole list of biases, and we'll look at some more. And I think the sketch we did at the beginning, of course, it's amusing and fun that they're playing on it when they have a pool and they're a lord. But I think we've made the point, haven't we?
Absolutely. And I think it's a really good thing to talk about in your teams. Are we, you know, overly kind to older customers when actually we don't need to be? It's a really good question. And it also perhaps is something about the value that we apply to our own products and services. Do we think it's worth the money? Yes, I think it is. Well, then sell it for that and don't, you know, allow an older voice to, you know, make you feel obliged to offer it for less, because it's still worth that amount.
So are you ageist, or do you have people in your team who have an ageism bias? Why not send this episode, copy link, and send it to them to listen to?
Okay. Keep listening, and we'll see you on another Contact Center Focus very soon.